This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A lack of new treatments for common illnesses has left people exposed to the world's most dangerous bacteria, the UN Health Agency said on Thursday. The alert from the World Health Organization, WHO, is delivered in a report showing that none of the 43 antibiotics in development sufficiently addresses the growing threat posed by 13 priority drug-resistant bacteria. This persistent failure to develop and distribute effective new antibiotics threatens our ability to successfully treat bacterial infections, said Dr. Hanan Balki, WHO Assistant Director General on Antimicrobial Resistance. Those most at risk are young children and those living in poverty. According to WHO, 3 in 10 newborns who develop blood infections die because the antibiotics that are used to treat sepsis are no longer effective. Bacterial pneumonia, another preventable illness which has developed resistance to currently available drugs, is also a major cause of childhood mortality among under-fives. More than 4.5 million new cases of COVID-19 were recorded in the last 7 days, the seventh week in a row of rising infections. Announcing the development in a regular update, the World Health Organization, WHO, said that the uptick had been highest in Southeast Asia, particularly India and the Eastern Mediterranean. Coronavirus deaths also rose for the fourth consecutive week, increasing by 7% compared to the previous week, with more than 76,000 victims reported globally. Only Africa and the Americas did not see an increase in the number of deaths. The largest increase was 189% in the Western Pacific, largely driven by the Philippines, followed by a 47% spike in Southeast Asia. To Iraq now, and good news from the city of Mosul, where the winning design to rebuild Al-Nuri Mosque has been chosen from more than 120 entries from across the world. It's a landmark moment in helping the war-torn city's reconciliation and social cohesion after years of control by ISIL extremists and the destruction of the iconic landmark when they were driven out in 2017, said UN agency UNESCO. The Egyptian team that won the competition scooped the award for their imaginative reconstruction of Al-Nuri's prayer hall and complex, and for the way it blends into its surroundings through open public spaces. While the hall will look as it did before the mosque was destroyed, it will reopen with better natural lighting and more space for women and visitors. There will be enclosed gardens too, inspired by the historic houses and gardens that were located around the prayer hall prior to its remodeling in 1944, UNESCO said. It maintained that historical sites were key to reviving the spirit of Mosul and of Iraq. Daniel Johnson, UN News.